who misused the Buddha, saying Muttata three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa. Today, I am giving a Dhamma talk about Nivarana, one Nivarana, and brings us to contemplation. There are four foundation mindfulness. They are contemplation on the body, contemplation of body, contemplation of feeling, contemplation of consciousness, contemplation of Dharma. The Buddha is found that the contemplation Dharma Nupa, contemplation Dharma or Dharma Nupasana. Dharma Nupasana is aware of general objects. General object. It has helped us. Among them, the first one is how to observe Nivarana, which literally means hindrances. Hindrances. How do they hinder? They hinder concentration and insight from taking place. From taking place. They are of six kinds. In Bali, kama, chanda, nivarana, sensual desire. Yabhaga Nivarana, aversion or anger or evil. Tina Mega Nivarana, sloth and tapa. Ojitya, restlessness of mind. Vichiketa, regret. And kokoncha, regret. Vichiketa, skeptical doubt. They are called Nivarana. And the palitas, hindrances are of only five kinds. Because restlessness and regret are taken together as one hindrance. If sloth and tapa are taken separately, there will be seven nivarana, seven nivaranas. Kamechanda, nivarana, sincere desire, Vyavada, Nivarana, Avasin, or Inga. Tina, lazy. Medha also nearly the same lazy. Odhika, restlessness. Kobuja, regret. Vijigesa, skeptical thoughts. And therefore, there will be seven nivarana. But in the Balikas, there are only past, right? Only past. Kamishana nivarana, Vyabhaga nivarana, Tinamida nivarana, Ojita Bhavuta nivarana, Vichikecha nivarana. Only past, right? Or we can get six or seven. If we are taken separately, right? When we are observing the rising and falling of the abdomen, the sentient desire may interfere with your observation. With your observation. Thus, you should make a note of it in daily language as desire, desire. Because you know the rising, falling, rising, falling. Sometimes, the senior desire arises in your mind. At that time, you can note that sincere desire, desire, desire. If you know again and again, the sincere desire with this ear, you can see clearly. You can see clearly. Such observation is mentioned in the Pali text. Sangdang wa ichatang kamichang. Achimi ichatang kamichang yoti. Pajanati. This is Pali. In the Sitana Pali, right? In the Sitana Pali. One should know that sensory desire is arising in me. When it is arising in me, it's making you aware when sensory desire arises in your mind. You know that you see again. Desire, desire. It will disappear. Right? You may know desire, disappear also. Disappear also. It is said that one knows sensory desire takes place because of ignorance, resulting from the failure to observe the precedent thoughts. Why desire can arise in your mind? Because of ignorance. It's called moha. Resulting from failure to observe at the moment the precedent thoughts. And therefore, sincere desire arise in your mind. Sincere desire arise in your mind. Such sincere desire will not arise from the objects that you observe and realize they are true nature. They are true natures. If you are aware of sincere desire, you will know its true nature. Sincere desire in this greed. Greed arises in your mind. If you are aware of that moment, you will know greed. Or, you observe every moment For example, rising, falling, rising, falling. If you know, with effort and mindfulness, your mind stay on the object at the time, situation.